Step number 3, model answers. He must be ignorant, for he answers every question he is asked. Voltaire. What is the aim of this step? The third step of the system is called model answers, and its aim is to produce answers to model questions, which are concise, organized, thorough, and comprehensive, and in fact answer the question appropriately. You should begin by writing at the top of a page a model question from your list. What sources should you use? Because this model answer forms the basis of how you would answer the question in the exam, it must cover all the information from which you're expected to have knowledge. Make mistakes answering the model questions at this stage, and that same mistake will be carried into the exam. Therefore, you should use all the sources of information which have relevance to the topic concerned. This would include lecture notes, textbooks, references, journals, tutorials, projects, and assignments. An answer to a question in the exam which shows that you've included information from many different sources will show the examiner that you've read extensively on the subject. This will look extremely impressive when all the other students have given a most textbook answer. Skill number 10, the ability to produce an answer in the exam which shows that you've read extensively. Your model answer should be produced using all the sources of information which have relevance to the topic concerned. How should the model answer be written? Your answer in the exam will only be as good as what you prepared. It will reflect your understanding, memory, and organization of information covered in the topic. There are three main steps in producing your model answers. The first step in writing your answer is to analyze the question. This will give you invaluable practice in quickly dissecting exam questions so they can be understood and answered appropriately. It will also help you decide on the appropriate framework for the answer. To analyze the question, you must identify and interpret the key instruction words in the model question. These have already been mentioned and defined earlier. Sometimes it helps to rewrite the question in your own words if it happens to be one from a past exam paper. It's not a bad idea to do this in the exam itself if it helps you to analyze the question. You may also need to use your dictionary to find out the exact meaning of other important words in the question. Skill number 11, the ability to quickly dissect an exam question and analyze what's required in the answer. After you've worked out what you should be writing about and how you should be answering the question, the second step in producing your model answers is to organize and define the answer by writing down an overall plan of major headings and groups of ideas and try to put them into a logical sequence. Refine this plan by checking that you have a logically structured, flowing answer. Getting the plan right is very important because if you don't, the whole exercise is a waste of time. Skill number 12, the ability to produce an organized answer to a question because you've been learning information in the same way. Information is retrieved in the same way that it's stored. Using this plan of framework, you can then proceed to the third step, namely to fill in the body of an answer. Obviously, to produce a model answer which has interpreted your model question correctly, you'll need to understand the information you're using from various sources. If there's something you don't understand, make sure at this stage that you clarify it by seeking advice from lecturers, tutors, or fellow students. It's sure to panic you if you leave this until just prior to the exam. How long should the model answer be? As already mentioned, you should try to keep your model answers to an approximate 45-minute time limit, similar to that which you would experience in an exam. This format covers the most possible types of answers usually required, namely essay, short answer, and single sentence answer or multiple choice. You could conceivably produce a list of model questions and answers which require shorter format response, but I found that the 45-minute answers require you to have a better understanding of how information is related and how to structure an answer more comprehensively should the longer answer be required. This develops another important skill useful in mastering exam questions. For example, it'll help you learn how much you can write within a given period, giving you practice in proportioning your available time in the exam. Skill number 13, the ability to proportion your time in the exam for each question by learning how much you can write within a given period. Why is asking and answering questions so important? This is active as opposed to passive study. Passive study involves reading and memorizing information without questioning the relevance or assumptions. It's usually difficult, inefficient, and time-consuming. Active study, on the other hand, requires you to think about a subject as a whole. For example, to reason, examine, and question. Because actively answered questions require you to think about a subject as a part or a whole and not in isolation, you're able to see the facts in context and not in isolation. This forces you to understand the subject better. active study by producing model questions and answers forces you to think in an organized way about the topic. It's this organization process which is the key to retraining all knowledge that you're expected to have. Skill number 14, the ability to study actively. This method is much more efficient than cramming or memorizing. Writing and sorting out your own ideas by producing model answers is much more efficient than passive study methods. It may sound like a lot more work when it's described in a step-by-step system, but on the other hand, you'll probably find that you spend most of your study time daydreaming when you study passively. Asking and answering questions helps you think in the same way as the examiner. In other words, you'll begin to understand how questions are put together to make you think. The examiner is your opponent, and just as in tennis, knowing how your opponent thinks puts you on the winning side. That's why professional sports people watch videos of their prospective opponents before they compete, like in tennis and in boxing. Skill number 15, the ability to think how the examiner thinks, what he or she is expecting in an answer, and how questions are put together to make you think. Asking and answering questions teaches the important skills relevant to the exam situation. Because answering exam questions is an art, there are skills involved. By conditioning yourself to answer questions in the exam format, you're actually learning and developing skills which can be extremely useful in the actual exam. These skills will be mastered before you become an expert in the sport of exams. Asking and answering questions gives you practice in maintaining a relevant response. It's more helpful in your study to write in response to a question rather than a title. By providing answers to questions, you'll gain practice in maintaining a relevant response rather than writing a general theme or vague title. Asking and answering questions is a natural way to learn. By asking and answering questions, we're reinforcing the question-answer reflex, which will promote an automatic response to questions when they're asked in the exam. When a question is asked in the exam on a familiar subject, our knowledge is already prepared to respond with the appropriate answer. In the same way that we ask a question as a child so that when the situation arises once again, we'll already have the answer so that we have to prepare ourselves for what would otherwise be unfamiliar questions in the exam by encountering them as much as possible before the exam. What does the examiner look for in an answer? The ultimate purpose of studying for exams is to satisfy the examiner. Therefore, it helps to keep in mind what the examiner is looking for or expects of your answers. You shouldn't, unless pressed for time, supply only the basics of an answer. Give as much as you can, keeping in mind that your answer must be relevant to the question and not padded. Expanding on the first point, don't get sidetracked and lose focus from what's required, because this is an immediate signal to the examiner that you're having trouble handling the question. If the question requires a contrast or an argument, or your point of view, try to produce a balanced answer and not just your own view. The examiner will look for signs of extensive reading, so if possible, draw on as many sources as you can to give an answer with a broad perspective. This is something that you've been doing in preparing your model answers. If the examiner finds difficulty in reading your answer or following your train of thought, you may be marked down accordingly. Be legible and work out an overall approach to your answer before you start writing. Avoid making vague, general comments without confirming their validity. In summary, the aim of this step is to produce concise, thorough, organized, and comprehensive answers to your model questions. You should use all sources of information to produce your answers which are relevant to the model question. Each question should be analyzed by identifying the key instruction words. You should, having completed this stage, at least understand all the information you're expected to know. Your model answers should be similar and linked to those of past exam papers, usually around 45 minutes duration. This is an active study system forcing you to think in an organized manner about a topic and to understand a subject in context. This system allows you to think in the same way as the examiner, teaches important exam skills, and gives you practice in maintaining a relevant response.